I'm Father Seraph Bashoner, and I welcome you to another episode of Theosis, our daily journey through the Easter season as we grow in the grace and the love of the Holy Trinity, the grace of the Son, the love of the Father, the peace brought to us by the Holy Spirit, so that each and every day we may enter more and more fully into the Trinity, that we can recognize that because God has become man, we can become God. We can indeed become the adopted sons and daughters of the Father. Today is the sixth week of Easter, Wednesday of the sixth week, and our meditation will begin with the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians, chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father, so that He is no longer a slave, but a son, and if a son, an heir also through God. St. Leo the Great, in his 77th homily, states that since the malice of the devil, death entered into the world and enslaved humanity, we could not be set free without the one who, without loss of his divinity, would become true man, without any stain of sin, coming to undertake our cause. Therefore the Trinity divided the work of our salvation, so that the Father would be reconciled, the Son would reconcile, and the Holy Spirit inspire. It was necessary that those who were being saved should also do something on their part, and turn their hearts to their Redeemer, and separate themselves from the rule of the enemy, as the Apostle says, God sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying out, Abba, Father, and, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom, and, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. As we continue our Easter journey, we discover each and every day more and more the love and the grace given to us through the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We have discovered that, particularly through the power of the Holy Spirit, we have become the sons and the daughters of God, His adopted children. Indeed, as the Fathers teach us what Christ is by nature, we have become by adoption. Our salvation comes from the Lord. It is the Lord that created us, the Lord who saves us. But we are called to respond to this love of the Lord. We are called to respond to God's great desire that we return to Him. Because even though God wants our salvation and greatly desires our salvation, He will not go against our freedom. And so we must, in freedom, respond to His love. We must, in love, respond to love. How can we know if we are being filled with this grace of the Holy Spirit that we are indeed walking along the right path? The Scriptures tell us that we can know that we are making this journey, that we are indeed going the right way, if we can in faith say that Jesus is Lord. If we can in faith truly call God our Father. If we in faith can truly find ourselves in the freedom offered to us by the Holy Spirit. These are the signs that we have that we are indeed making the Easter journey that we are called to make, that we are indeed continuing along the path of conversion, if we can proclaim to the world the great wonders, the great truths of the Trinity and our salvation. So let us not refrain from any opportunity to proclaim these great truths, to indeed proclaim Jesus as Lord, God as Father, and the Holy Spirit as a source of freedom and comfort. To proclaim to the world that the Spirit blows everywhere, and everywhere is constantly seeking our salvation and our redemption. And we will conclude with our Easter refrain. Christ is risen from the dead. By death he trampled death, and to those in the graves he granted life.